Hey, it's Craig here, and as always, wherever you are, I really do hope that you're doing well. As we move closer to this Christmas season and the holiday season for 2022, it is a great time to reflect on how your life is progressing, how you're going, how this year has been, where you want to make improvements in the future, and really just have a look at life. I mean, it's something that I've been doing really deeply over these last weeks. And one of the things that I've started to realize is that there is no doubt that life moves in periods. And I term it the periodization of life. And, you know, other cultures and I have identified these periods of life that we move through, and they're all quite similar. You know, there's no doubt that the first 20, 25 years of our life is where we learn and we very much grow and learn about life. Not that we ever stop learning. Those next 25 years, we've started to, you know, really focus on our career and family and, you know, building a family, building a home. But then we move into that next phase of life, which is often called, or recently been called, the second curve of life. You know, where you're through that period of raising your children, or if you haven't had children, you know, building your career, and then this next 25 years of life is really reflecting on that and realizing that there's probably more to life, and rather than chasing these things that we've been chasing, that it's time to sit back and reflect and really get your values sorted out and living those values. And then the final probably 25 years of life is where we're, you know, still growing, still learning, still being active, and still participating in the world, but we are just sort of preparing ourselves for whatever comes next. And in saying that, you know, this period I've been reflecting on, one of the things I really has come top of mind is all the stuff that I have. And over these years, how much I've accumulated, whether it's for my own ego to have the best car, the house, the clothes, whatever it is. And it's just hit me recently that I don't want it anymore. And many of you, and if you haven't, might have watched the Minimalist documentary on Netflix. And the Minimalists, they actually have a podcast. And not that they're the first ones to really talk about this, but it's about reducing and understanding that a lot of the stuff that we have, we don't need. And in actual fact, it causes enormous burdens. Like if you're sitting there right now and you're under financial pressure, is that real pressure or you created that pressure? Like I know in my life, I've created that pressure by wanting more and more and more. So it's about sitting back and reflecting why you want more. Do you need it? Do you need it to survive? Or is it to show people that you have more? To impress others that you have more? Now, I've been there. I've done this. And I can tell you, for me, it doesn't work. The expensive house, the expensive cars, watches, clothing, it's not going to bring you happiness. Well, it definitely hasn't brought me happiness. And so for this period of my life, I'm really focused on unloading this stuff. And I've started, and it's liberating. There's so much we think we can't let go of. But once we do let go of it, it just feels like a load off your shoulders. I've never felt this more in recent times with unloading some cars that I've had. Beautiful cars, and I did enjoy them, but I had to ask myself, why do I have them? Do I need a car to make me feel good about myself? And the answer really is no, it doesn't bring me happiness. And you think you can't do away with it, but then as I was driving one of the cars to get rid of, I was thinking, well, this is the last time I'm going to drive this car. And I remembered to a recent drive that I had, and it was a wonderful memory in that car that I'll be able to keep with me rather than just having it in the driveway. But it's not only that, it's about going through your wardrobe and thinking, do you need those 25 shirts? Like, for me, I dress quite simply. I don't need all this stuff, but I went through my wardrobe and so many things that I hadn't worn still had the tags on them. It's hard to actually let them go. But, you know, there's many more people that need them other than me. Now, I'm not saying that this is something you have to do, but I'm saying it's something to really reflect on. You know, there's a great book actually by the two guys from The Minimalists called, what is it? I think it's called Have Things But Love People, you know, or along those lines. And often our things are taking the place of people. And all I can tell you is this, in my experience, will end up not with a very happy outcome. So, you know, as we move closer to the end of the year, I think it's really time for deep reflection. I know I've got a lot more reflection to go. But, you know, life is relatively short. And society, and that is maybe dictating things about our life that aren't really us. And we're doing things that aren't really true to our values, but we're just getting pulled along. It might be the company we mix with, and I have no doubt that, you know, the time I've spent, you know, in the environments that I've worked in have made me want things that I never really wanted. So it's a getting back to those core beliefs. What do you need? It's pretty simple. We don't need a lot of stuff. And I'm continuing with this, and I'll talk about it a little bit more of how much stuff I can actually get rid of and just how liberating it will be. So I can actually focus more on people, not worrying about accumulating money to accumulate more wealth. For what? Because again, it's not going to bring us happiness. So anyway, I'm not being pessimistic about life. I'm being optimistic about the future of having less. Think about the periodization of life and where you are at. Never lose yourself in what you're doing. And it really gets back to those core values and what I always speak about. You know, what is this deathbed scorecard? It's so easy to get off track. It's so easy to not live the life that we're meant to live. And I know I've done that. At times, just getting off track, losing the focus of where I should be. And often it ends up in a place that you don't want to be. So anyway, I hope you have got a few things to think about. I know I have. I've been really reflecting deeply, got so much more to do. But there are critical stages of our life that we need to really focus on and do the hard work if we're going to actually live the life that we're meant to live. Anyway, as always, you know, let's make the world a better place, and we can only do that if we're there, you know, focusing, you know, on others and not material things.